Oh, really?
Nice. So, could you tell me your name, please, as well as the spelling of your name?
My name is Elaina Hanks, and my name is spelled A-L-A-I-N-A, and my last name is Hanks, like Tom Hanks.
All right. Now, where do you most commonly gather your food, like the name of the place as well as the location, if possible?
Yes. Pick and Save on 43rd. Except the produce sometimes isn't great there, so then we go to Meijer out on Layton, and that's like a pretty far drive. I like Aldi, but again, like, the produce goes bad within like a day or two, and every time I buy produce there, that's the problem I have, is my produce is gone, and so I end up having to go somewhere else.
Okay, and in as much detail as possible, could you describe your journey to and from those places, like how you get there, how far it usually takes for you to get there?
Yes, it's typically in a panicked fashion on a Monday night when I am like, oh no, we don't have any lunches for the week. We should stop at Pick and Save. And then I'll pack up our whole family. We like to make sure our daughter comes with, so she knows what it's like to shop for food. Like, I think it's important for her. So we all pack up in the car, we grab our like reusable shopping bags, and we drive over to the Pick and Save.
Okay, great. And what food would you grow if you could?
Fruit trees and berry bushes.
What kind of fruit trees?
Pears, nectarines, apples. I would like lemons and limes as well, but like, we're just not the climate for it. And berry bushes, like all types of berries.
Awesome. And if you could have your own garden, like your dream garden, what would be in that dream garden plot?
All the herbs, because then you could dry them. I also really like tea, so like chamomile would be great, lemon balm, catnip for our cats. Like, I just want all the herbs, generally speaking. And then I think the usual, like, garden suspects, right? Onions, tomatoes, carrots, celery, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, corned bean squash, all of it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of things there. And when you think of trust, what is the taste or a recipe that comes to mind when you think of trust?
Wild rice.
Wild rice? And why is that?
Because I'm Ojibwe, and like, it's been at every like family gathering and every community gathering and every moment where there's like a big moment and food is involved as a celebration or a comfort. That's the food that's always there.
Nice. And the last question here, can you tell us about a food that is special to you and why is it special?
Berries. I think geographically they're significant because that they grow here. We have forests, like, we're built for berries here in the Midwest, and like I said, I'm Ojibwe, and so part of like a coming of age for young women is to do a berry fast where they stop eating berries for a year once they start their moon, their period, and it's kind of a significant moment for a young woman. And so my daughter just finished her berry fast, and I would say like it's really it's given her like a different perspective on berries. She definitely like has a newfound appreciation for them because she spent a year without them and built that discipline and that like self-control to stop herself from eating them, which is hard for a kid, right? She's 12. So,
and is it just any type of berry or a specific berry?
All berries.
Wow, very interesting. Thank you for sharing that with me. And is there anything else that you would like to add about your food journey?
I'm working on a garden, but we live near the river, the Menominee River Valley area. And the problem is there's so many critters. And so anytime we do have something outside, like raccoons are in it, muskrats, possums, there's deer running around, so I really would really like to get my garden going, but I have to figure out a way to keep critters away from it first, because otherwise I'm just feeding the animals. and they don't, that's not good for the ecosystem either, right?
Right. Is there, like, how are you going about trying to figure out how to, like, is it about certain plants that you can plant along with your food to keep critters away?
No, I'm looking at, like, structures. So I want to do, like, raised beds and then maybe have them, like chicken wire around them to keep animals from just going in and eating everything.
All right. Well, thank you so much.